This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And today, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, but I'm going to let Ted explain it. And so I just want to say welcome to you. How have
you
been?
Thank you. I've been doing very well. Thank you.
Good, good. So we're going to talk about sweets today. I'm very excited because I've never met a sweet I don't enjoy.
Well, we are going to talk about the other kind of sweets, the kind that
bedroom
are spelled with
sweets?
A U, bedroom sweets.
Oh.
Yes, but yeah, nothing wrong with a sweet.
Sweets. Okay.
Either way.
So, okay, well, this is good, too, because I am interested in different kinds of sweets. That certainly is a word that we hear a lot in travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are variations, and what are you going to tell us?
Yeah, well, we were talking in a previous show about some of the new cruise ships that were coming online, and we talked a little bit about how a lot of them have built new suite programs.
Is that because that's what the customer is wanting?
Yeah, and really, that's what's happening is that the, you know, travel is evolving, and there is more and more demand for people who want kind of some kind of an upgraded experience. And so the cruise lines, the resorts, hotels have responded by introducing new suite programs.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. I think it's great, and it definitely gives more choice to the consumer. I think back to when I was a kid, and you'd go to a hotel, you know, you pretty much had exactly one kind of room. And then there was probably, like, on the top floor, you know, maybe like a presidential suite, and you never had any idea why they built it.
Those weren't at Hojo's.
The president never came to the president never came to Hojo's. But remember when Embassy Suites first came?
Oh, that was
onto
fancy.
The scene?
Now
yeah,
that
was probably the first
that.
Time I'd ever seen a suite
you are
before
right.
as a kid. And it was like, wow, two rooms and a door? You know, I mean, this is really cool. We don't all have to share the same bed. It was a bonus. And, you know, I think that really kind of made the suite come into mainstream. And so now, you know, fast forward 35, 40 years into the 2020s, and the idea of kind of the suite complex, we'll call it, has really caught on in travel. And you see it at sea on cruise ships, and you see it on land in resorts. And they always have different names. You know, everybody calls it something different. But essentially what you have is kind of a hotel within a hotel or a ship within a ship where you have mini suites and suites usually located kind of in the same area. And then the cruise lines and the resorts have created kind of a bundle of additional amenities that come along with the suite. Make for a totally upgraded experience. So it's not just about more space in the room itself. It's about kind of a whole package that comes along with it. And, you know, some people just like a little more space to spread out. Suites can be great for families as well because you can, you know, accommodate more people in the same room. But oftentimes it is that amenity package that comes along with it that really makes it worthwhile. And that's where they're really adding value to the cruise or to the resort stay.
So is that a new phenomenon?
It is, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, these have existed in some form, but kind of on a small scale.
Okay.
And if you look now at new cruise ships coming out, they all have some kind of a suite complex on them. And every time a new resort is built, there's a suite tower maybe, or a suite floor, or a suite village, or something like that. And when they retrofit an older cruise ship or they retrofit an older resort, oftentimes that's a new enhancement to the experience, is the addition of this kind of suite complex to the property or to the ship.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And we talked before, you know, about how things in travel sell out from the top down. And so what that means is the best staterooms, the best suites, the best rooms sell first, right? You know, if you're going to a resort on the beach, going there to enjoy the beach, so the people are going to choose the rooms with the ocean view first. So those are going to sell out before the rooms that have a view of the parking lot. And so that's, you know, that's always the case. There's always a better room or a better stateroom. And so this just adds another level to that of there's more choice in that upper level so that people aren't being turned away.
So obviously you probably would have fewer staterooms if you have more suites.
Yeah, or bigger ship with just has more space,
just a bigger
resort that
okay.
has more space. But
can ships get much bigger?
It's not even necessarily getting bigger, but it's a different use of space.
Okay.
And I remember when I was a kid, the first cruise ships that came out, they had two kinds of cabins. Cabins with windows and cabins without windows. And then sometime like around 1995, the balcony appeared. And now, basically, they don't make cabins with windows and cabins without windows anymore. There are a few left on cruise ships, but basically, everything is a balcony. And so now we're seeing that next evolution is balconies plus these suite complexes.
So tell us more about suites.
Yeah, so, you know, the suite itself is going to be a larger room.
What right? is the typical size of a stateroom?
So the typical size of a cruise ship stateroom is probably in the 200 to 300 square foot.
Like a hotel
range.
Room.
Like a hotel room, a okay. small hotel room mm-hmm. With a balcony. Oftentimes, a suite might be double or triple the size. And generally, you'll see a mini suite and a full suite being offered. And a mini suite is kind of a one-room suite, so you'll have a bed, you'll have a separate seating area, you might have a curtain that separates it. A suite generally will have a bedroom that's in a separate room, and then larger sitting area, larger balcony, just more space.
This is something that when we meet with you, we'll actually see pictures of and stuff?
Yeah, it's something that I really like to talk to with clients because it's not something that most people come in the door and say, hey, I'm looking to book a suite. But as we look at a specific cruise, as we start to focus on things, oftentimes they'll say, hey, let's talk about the suite experience, and this might be a better fit for you than just a regular stateroom. And again, a lot of it comes down to that extra package that gets kind of wrapped around it. So on cruise ships and in resorts, what you'll see is the bigger room, of course. Take one guess where the best staff on a cruise ship or a resort get assigned to work.
Oh.
So you'll definitely have your pick of the best
Interesting.
Staff. But, you know, I think you do find the longest tenured staff, the staff that are going to have kind of received the highest guest satisfaction scores, that's who you're going to find working in a suite.
It's just area. How, like, how
the... And it's not to
no.
put down the folks working in the other areas.
No, but, like,
all.
The lovely... Flight attendants are always in first class.
That's right. The more gracious flight attendants. And everybody has to work their way up, right? So you'll see that. But the other thing is there will be separate dining options available.
Oh.
And so sometimes, you know, back when these first appeared, you'd get out the stanchions and kind of just rope off part of the dining room. Well, now they have separate restaurants, separate dining rooms. Depending on the brand of cruise you're on, they can be kind of a little bit elevated above the regular dining room, or they can be a whole quantum leap above.
I had no idea.
Room. Yeah, and so some of the restaurants that we see in the suite complexes are, you know, among the best restaurants at sea. Same is true for resorts. You might find special restaurants that are only accessible to guests who are staying in the suite area. And again, they're going to be a different experience than you're going to have in the other areas of the resort or on the ship.
So are you by yourself then, or can you still mingle with everybody if you
yeah,
want
to? Yeah, so generally the folks in the suites can go anywhere on the ship mm-hmm. or on the resort. The folks who aren't in the suites can't go to the resort.
Interesting.
Area. So it's a one-way
okay.
mingling.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why they are very popular. You know, some of the larger resorts, maybe they have a great location. Maybe they have great entertainment. Maybe they've got some other great dining options. This just adds a little bit more of a boutique experience
right.
to it. So you'll see that reflected in the dining. Oftentimes you'll see it reflected in kind of priority access, and that's things like, you know, early embarkation, late disembarkation, or early disembarkation, priority disembarkation in different ports, special elevators. Oftentimes they'll have...
The elevator thing is important.
Can be important, yeah. Oftentimes they'll have separate pool areas that have, you know, a higher level of service than you'll find at the regular pools, and that's particularly true in resorts. And priority reservations for things like excursions, dining, all that type of stuff. So you kind of get to jump to the head of the line.
Wow.
Yeah, so kind of like first class on an airplane. Really, if you look at it, you know, they get a separate line for security and they get to board first and they have better food and better service and more space. And, you know, their luggage gets unloaded first. So all those things kind of come together to make an elevated package. And the great thing is, you can mix and match. So if you have a family traveling together, some folks can stay in suites, some folks can stay in regular staterooms or regular rooms, and everybody can get together at times, but then the parents and the grandparents can retreat back to their little sanctuary and hide out from everybody else. Sometimes within a resort or on a cruise ship, the suite complexes will be for adults only, whereas the rest of the resort accommodates families. Other times they will all accommodate families, so it just depends on the different brand.
So from a cost standpoint, are they 20% more, 50% more a suite?
Yeah, you're probably starting out about 20% mm-hmm. more than a, you know, kind of a nice regular room, up from there. You know, if you're looking for a suite that has three or four bedrooms, you might be looking at, you know, 50% more than the price of a regular stateroom. But sometimes they, you know, when you compare kind of that next best option as you move up to a higher level of a resort, you know, with more stars, or a cruise ship with more stars, oftentimes they're going to be kind of competitively priced by that. But they may have kind of that core experience that you really, really like, just elevated a few steps. And so for people who have gone on a cruise or gone to a resort before or gone to a destination, it's a really nice way to get a fresh perspective on it. And for folks who just like to take a lot of the hassles that can come out of travel out of the mix, they make a great option for that as well.
So you are actually given preferential treatment almost on the cruise liner at a resort.
Absolutely. And you know, if the phone rings and it's two staterooms calling at the same time, you can guess which one's going to get answered first.
Is this something that almost every cruise ship has now?
Generally, yes. I would say at the kind of the mass market and the premium level, yes. Once you get into kind of the luxury space, the ships and the resorts are going to get smaller. They're more boutique oriented. They may still have some kind of a suite structure to them, but you know, the core experience is at such a high level that it's hard to improve much on that. And the same is true with resorts as well. You know, folks who go to Mexico, you may see this as you walk around the grounds. You know, you may see an area that says club whatever guests only. That's kind of that private space. Generally, they're going to be the best locations on the property. Best pools, best restaurants are going to be part of those complexes.
So when you meet with customers, how do you know what is going to work best for them?
So that's part of the conversation that we have. And I like to ask a lot of open-ended questions and particularly get at what people really like and what they don't like. And oftentimes I'll hear people say something like, I really don't want to wait in line. Or, you know, we'd really like to get away from the crowds, but for some reason that more mainstream product is a better fit for them. Maybe it's the location, maybe it's the timing, maybe it's the overall budget. And so introducing the idea of, hey, you know, let's take a look at a suite and see how that works out. That's part of the value I bring, is to propose, you know, kind of a different idea than maybe you were thinking when you first walked in and we first started talking about things. But it's about asking questions and it's about listening.
Well, I had no idea that suites could be 3 and 4 bedrooms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. I was in Jamaica a couple months ago at a Sandals resort. And so their suite kind of complex, they call them butler level accommodations because you have a butler with you. And some of them are actually the size of a house. Like they're a full-blown villa. I mean, quite impressive properties.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people think about special occasions as well, being an opportunity to maybe splurge a little bit on a vacation. And so a suite can be a great option to kind of upgrade your experience.
So true.
You know, and then you have a little more space to yourself. Yeah. Oftentimes they will have 24-hour room service or enhanced room service, or even in some cases, you know, they'll actually serve the entire menu to you from the restaurant on a course-by-course basis. You know, they come in with a cart and they pull off the silver things to you, you know, champagne brunch on your balcony, things like that that you can really make kind of a special occasion. And, you know, I always used to joke that back in the old days, probably if you stayed at the suite at the Howard Johnson's, maybe they put some plastic flowers in your room to welcome you, or whenever the president stayed at the Howard Johnson's. But, you know, now you'll see fresh flowers delivered daily, they're replaced periodically, stocked mini bars, premium brands, you know, just really an elevated experience. And oftentimes, too, that kind of private outdoor poolside space is really gorgeous. You know, and if you look at a, you know, you Google a cruise ship or you Google a resort and you see the pictures, a lot of times that's the picture you're going to see. And you may not see the big pool that has 500 people sitting around it. You see that kind of little intimate pool that only has 30 or 40 chairs around it. You're like, oh, that looks really nice. And then you get there and you're disappointed. It could be that you're looking at the suite complex.
So buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Yeah, yeah. And then I think of something, too, that when folks, you know, look online and they book online, generally the descriptions are pretty poor of what you're seeing. And so it can be very difficult to understand the value of that suite and to understand that. And so that's part of what I do, is kind of help interpret the value of what you're getting for the price that you pay.
So when you say there are other amenities, does it also pertain to on a cruise ship, maybe off-site?
Yeah. So for example, many cruise ships have private islands. So,
Nice.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And so they may have cabanas available. And so sometimes the suite guests, those are included in the fare. Sometimes they have priority to make reservations for them. Certainly priority for embarkation, disembarkation. Sometimes for resorts, it'll be that same kind of an off-site facility where there's a restaurant, a special restaurant just for the folks staying in the suite section.
So now that you have learned about suites yourself, is it hard for you to stay in a normal room?
It is. It is. It is. And, you know, I look at this every day. I look at travel. I look at travel prices. I look at trips for people every day. And so I understand oftentimes that it isn't that much of a, you know, increase in cost to really go from a good experience to a great experience. And I really try to make sure my clients understand that that's something that's available to you. And we can make it happen if you'd like. You know, sometimes just that VIP experience at the airport or in the boarding area on a cruise ship, that alone is worth the price of the upgrade.
You've said this before, but travel does have just its inherent issues that can arise.
Yeah, kind of rough edges every once in a while. Yep.
So anything you can do to smooth those out, I think, is so beneficial.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that's one of the reasons why these suite complexes have become so popular. They're very nice. The experience is elevated. But they take a lot of those rough edges off and just make for a more pleasant, enjoyable, relaxed vacation where you don't have to stress about things like waiting in line or, you know, am I going to be able to get a reservation at this restaurant or what if this or what if that? It's kind of all taken care of for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ted, if people want to get a hold of you, how could they do that, please?
Best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call at 651-964-8245, or you can visit my website at tedblanktravel.com.
Thanks for coming in today. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Ted Blank, he is the host of The Travel Show, heard on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, straight to her.